Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right, welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Angston. What's up, man?
What's up, my guy?
Oh, another day, another nickel.
changing lives.
Yeah, changing lives. One gym owner at a time, one episode at a time. Episode 769, I think.
I believe so.
Guys, thanks for joining us. We got a lot to, we've had a lot to say. I don't know if we got anything else left to say.
We've got some in the tank. We've got some.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some.
I thought we were about to end this show right here. No?
Not yet.
We enjoy this, guys. We come out here twice a week, every single week, 760 plus episodes now. One thing to mention, guys, if you enjoy watching your content versus just listening to it, we do have a YouTube. We have two YouTube channels. We've got the Gym Business Coach Podcast, where you're just going to see videos of, you know, basically what you're listening to. And then we also have a long form content where different topics, it's Gym Business Coach YouTube channel. Okay. So look us up there. We'd love to get you as a subscriber and kind of watch and comment and do all the cool things over there. But we're just, you know, we're pushing the content out. This episode, guys, we're talking a little bit about your workouts, your programs at your gym. You know, I was poking around some websites here a little bit ago and, you know, one of the gyms we were looking at, actually gives away their daily workouts. Every single day they're posting what they're doing in their gym. It's very CrossFit centric. And I was like, that's interesting. Why, if somebody has their workout, why wouldn't they just use your workouts and go work out? And then maybe it's like, well, the thought is, well, if they could, they could have done it a long time. They would be doing it already, right?
Sure.
And so I've never given out the workouts on the website, but that was like an old CrossFit kind of, it was like on their corporate website, the workout of the day, And they kind of created this big movement around that. And I could see some value there. And then in order to learn the skills, you'd have to go to the gyms to learn the skills. But all that to be said is those are just random workouts. Those are just like push-ups, pull-ups, deadlifts, squat. Like, okay, but what about for me?
Sure.
What about me? You know, what about Mrs. Johnson? She's 58. She's going into retirement. She's got bad knees, bad back, you know, and like, you know, kids are out of the house, whatever. What about me? What about me? And so like random workouts is not for Mrs. Johnson. It's for somebody else who can just do it on their own, which why would I try to be marketing to them anyway? They're doing their own thing. Right. And so you start to look at what is a gym really selling? What are you selling when you sell somebody a membership? Is it the random workouts? Is it an appointment and accountability? Is it fitness, nutrition, and accountability? Like, really, what is it? And over the years, I've kind of changed my thoughts. Like, what is it that they see the value in? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the past, I would say, you know what? Fitness is free. They come in here to buy the difference between what they can do on their own and what they can do with the coach. And there's this gap between those two effort levels, and that's what they're buying. And then I was thinking, well, you know, some years I would think, well, they're buying the fact that they don't have to think about it. They're busy. They direct people all day at work. They come in here and they get told, here's the workout, get pushed, or else they wouldn't do it on their own.
Yeah.
We're selling the appointment, so they have somewhere to be at a certain time. We're selling the program. You know, this program specific for me, we're selling, you know, all of these different things. And I think
even other intangibles, Zach and I did a podcast on community and the third place. And, you know, like there are other kind of intangible aspects that go into somebody's choice and decision making.
The choice around it. So where's the value? And, you know, and I really believe it comes down to the personalization. And in the past, the personalization was usually done at either a client by client basis, bottom up, or a one-on-one basis, I should say. Like somebody would have to write a program for that specific person, and then a coach would have to write a program for this person, and a coach would have to write a program for this person. And it gets very, it's unscalable,
yeah.
Obviously. You could do it with, you know, 20, 30, 50 clients maybe. But eventually you're going to boil everything down into templates and phases, and everybody needs to kind of get together on one mission. And you know, that's kind of how we do things, as well as, you know, what we do in semi-private pro. But what is it that a gym is, where's the value, right? And so we went back to like our unique mechanisms and like how we train our clients and why and all these things. And we said, you know, if I can hyper-personalize something for this particular client and they can look next to them and see that the person next to them who has a different body than them, is different age than them, maybe a different gender, different injuries, limitations, goals, all this stuff, and they can physically see that those two programs are different, then it ties it all together.
Reinforces that.
Because sure. If somebody has two different goals and they're two different bodies and two different, you know, like ages, why would they be doing essentially the same exact thing? And there's 50 trains of thought on this. And it's like, well, the body only moves in so many ways. So therefore, everybody's going to do the same thing eventually. I agree.
Sure.
The body moves in only so many ways. But then again, I'm like, well, she's got a bad shoulder and he's got a bad knee and he wants this, you know, muscle gain goal and she wants a fat loss goal. Shouldn't those look different, at least to the consumer?
Yeah.
And when you put a WOD together and it's on the whiteboard or it's on your website, there is no personalization. That's the thing. Everybody does the same thing. And sure, that you can scale that, but you can't be personal. And then on the opposite side, you have one-on-one, you can be personal, but you can't scale that. So like they both have their limitations. And then that's where semi-private came in, obviously, in the economics and all this stuff. But then there was this kind of gap, like how do you personalize at scale?
At scale, yeah.
How do you personalize of the one-on-one and have the scale of a large group training? And that's literally where we came up with the fourth model. And that's what we're teaching now. Guys, if you go to fourthmodel.com, you can check out our webinar. We're teaching kind of this new model that we believe is the future, because if you look at the value that somebody puts into particular like decision, the intangibles are.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
There. Obviously, it's got to be convenient to their house. But when it comes down to it, let's say all those things are equal and there's two gyms next to each other and one's going to say, hey, Randy, I'm going to create a program that's for you. We're going to do it in a semi-private training session, but it's going to be, and you get all the benefits of semi-private training. For example, you can come in at 5 a.m, 6 a.m, 8 p.m, doesn't matter. We're going to be able to train you. It's going to be your custom program. Or you're going to go over here to a class-based place and it's just a WOD.
Yeah.
Where do you find the value?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously we believe that it's in that personalization. It's that customized touch. And I would agree. I think that goes a heck of a lot further when it comes to getting not only getting the client a result that is unique to them and mm-hmm. what they're looking to achieve, but we've talked about it before in excess. I mean, it's the sweet spot for both the business, the client, and the coaching team. When you have the right pieces in place, right? When mm-hmm. you have a tool like Semi-Private Pro that does allow you to do programming at scale and customized, it's a differentiator. It separates from even those three traditional models, right? For the last call it 20, probably 30 years.
50 years.
50. I mean, as long as personal training's been around, the question has been, what is the ratio of clients to coach? And that's where the question stopped, right? And then to the point
where the assumption was proximity equals personalization. And proximity does not equal. You could have somebody right next to you giving you a crap workout.
How many one-on-one trainers are mailing it in? Just because you're getting that proprietary or that attention of the trainer
the
for 1 hour
isn't what the value is. And so, if you're looking to charge $400, $500, $600, $700 US a month, you better have a product that is not a watt. Like
correct.
A watt is not worth $500 a month. It just isn't to the consumer. You might be able to sell somebody on it, maybe, but like $500 a month is a substantial payment that needs to be attached to something that's personal for the person, right? For the person coming in, specific. And as much as you say it is, you also have to show them that it is. You can't just have it hidden somewhere. You need to have it displayed. And that's when we made this huge shift in our gym that said, oh my gosh, we have something here that we didn't realize we were doing. We obviously, when we came out with the software and everything else that does this, it wasn't for that purpose. It was to get our coaches' heads up, to make training better and more scalable. But then all of a sudden, all the bells and whistles started coming out. Be like, oh my gosh, it's gamified. It tracks all my stuff. It's for me. I can see my partner has something totally different. And that justified the price we were charging.
You know, it's interesting too, because I mean, I saw it as that was roll as Semi-Private with Pro was rolling out and it was taking effect, and the clients were getting exposed to it, and it became the thing in the gym. The questions that they were asking changed entirely, and like that's where all of those epiphanies came. Mm-hmm. It was not only did it validate, hey, this is custom to me. But then they understood the phases. They understood why the intention behind the programming. Yes. It made every bit of the, like we've talked about, it's like the iceberg, right? Everything below the surface was now exposed to the client in a way that, like, not only did it validate their willingness to pay that price, but it reinforced, like, the intentionality that goes into all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big differentiator. I mean,
if
you showed up at a coach that you didn't have the understanding of all of that methodology and you just showed up to do the workout that was presented in front of you versus understanding and seeing and knowing why all of it was formulated the way that it's formulated for you specifically, it's apples and oranges. And truly coming in here and hearing our clients ask questions and discuss and talk about their workouts a certain way, all of it changed the second that they saw behind the curtain when it came to the programming.
And it validated everything that mm-hmm. they were paying for. And so they stopped questioning the price, and they just valued it more. They stay longer. They pay longer. They understand the programming. They understand the phases. They see the journey. And most gyms don't have anything close to that.
Sure.
It's a workout of the day. It's a something on a clipboard. Like we used to have clipboards. We used to, you know, the funny thing is before the software, we had clipboards where we were trying our best to customize it, but it was not scalable.
Sure.
And now that we have Semi-Private Pro, it's been the biggest game changer in the 100 gyms that are using it now. They are saying the same exact thing, and the clients they love it. They love seeing that thing, and they understand that there's a journey and there's a system behind it. And once you do that, that justifies the price, because it's not the guy down the street selling workouts, guys. It's a totally different ball game. And if you want to step into the fourth model, guys, I'm telling you, go to fourthmodel.com. We've been running webinars. We'll be running another one very soon. Get on that list, jump in the webinar, understand how it all works, how we got here.
Yeah.
Okay. When we were doing this, we weren't trying to create our own fourth model. Mm-hmm. We were trying to fix operational problems in the gym that we thought we could do better. And then the fourth model came out of it. And now we don't see any other way. We cannot go back the other way.
Yeah.
It's just impossible to do that. So we're just so much better. Like back in the good old days where we were testing like large group training and boot camps and maybe 3-1 and 4-1, I always felt like they could be like, you know, this isn't the best product. I knew it at the time. Now I feel so confident about the product here that that we totally justify the price. Totally justify it. So guys, listen, if you want to be on that webinar, go to fourthmodel.com. We'll put a link in the show notes, right, Brian? And then you guys can jump on a webinar. And it'll just, you know, we've been doing them live. Yeah. So eventually we'll record these, but we're just doing live ones right now. So 100 seats only at a time. And you guys can jump on, ask questions, chat away, and hopefully see you guys there.
Yeah. All right.
That's it for this episode, guys. Go see you on the next episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.